end of Kul Tzarid Beis. Siv Dalad. You are like, you all have the tool in back of your, in front of you, showing off. Oba the Kinsa Tovs Manzer. That is Siv Dalad. Meaning he didn't wait for Dam Chimut. He didn't wait the Hachoko or the 7 days after Tavul in Osei. The Chain, that part doesn't concern us, say, Halacha Lamaisa, except in the rare case where Shidduch got into trouble and then it was called off and then it was on again. Then that's a Tavul in Osei, so we have also the Halacha Dam Chimut. But with our current system of hiring a hall and a caterer and so on, nobody proposes and gets married within 7 days. Avav Kinsa tells Manzev, "Achin Choson Shepir Sekalos Nida." That needs a little bit your attention.
This stuff is not talking about. Yeah. I mean, nowadays people can have a second marriage if they do it kind of quickly, but that's not what we're talking about.
It's a little different.
Talking about
Dan the Sula? No, different. Skeno, Skeno, second marriage, Almon, the Almon.
No, but you think, second marriage can be done rather quickly and they don't need a hall.
But with 7 days from the time that he proposed. Okay. Not unless she's pregnant.
No.
Okay.
Remarriage?
Huh?
Do we worry about a remarriage?
Remarriage, same thing. No difference.
Oh, it's
same. Halacha Dam Chimut applies. Yeah. It's had in the beginning. Beginning of the Siddur. Same halacha. But the next halacha is becoming more and more common. There was a decline because of the use of the pill. Every color is on the pill. Right. She doesn't want a chuppas nida. But as the reports are coming in, medical reports questioning the safety of these pills, some of the smarter girls, especially those who are biology majors, go or natural. But whatever it'll be. Okay. So what happens? She is a need at the time of the chuppah. Rosh Hashanah, Sada Kedushin, a lot of times during the year, certainly 2, 3, 4 times, they let me know that's a chuppah's need. Here you have the famous machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid. I want you to pick it up in the tool in the Beis Yosef in a minute. Kodim Shebor Leo, became a nida before they were able to consummate the marriage. Lo yisachet ima, elo hu yoshe ben hanoshim, yoshene ben hanoshim. One of the uncomfortable reasons why women go on the pill to avoid that. And the chassan and kala can't go home together, so they all permutations, computations I've heard of. They hire 2 hotel rooms, and each one takes along a friend, so they can spend his honeymoon with his kavusa learning. And she has a friend, they can spend the night talking. The rational decision then is, you know, if you take him home to mama, or he takes her home to papa, you go like before the chasana, and you sleep in separate rooms until she can go to mikveh. Usually it's rare that it's 7 days, it's usually 3 or 4 days off, or 2 days off. Last chasana, I was in Masada, the kala was able to go to mikveh the night of the chuppah. And that was a decision that I never before experienced. what the problem was doing that. Fine. You make a long yichud. But what about the beautician or magician that they call in to make her look pretty? And she's going to go after the chuppah, and New York Baal Shem is, it's available, and made for a mikveh, it takes what it'll take her. She washes up before she gets dressed, takes pictures of her, and goes off to the mikveh and comes back. But what happens with the face? Half the face gets lost in the mikveh. And the chassid doesn't know where the kedushin should be, in the mikveh or on the hall. Terrible problems. But it took a while to convince him, not so terrible, that the mother will check at the lipstick stays below the nose, and that she's not going to get messed up too badly, and it'll be nice pictures anyway. So we had a little longer yichud. And nowadays, yichud is the Chazon Ish shiur, only an hour, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour. The Chassan Kala miss half the chasana. I'm waiting for a time when someone won't notice the Chassan Kala went home. And they'll go through the whole business of place of Aragdin, say, Akala. No one will know the difference. Anything that can be scraped off as a chatitza. She can get herself tattooed or something.
Why can't she have to make the mikvah after the wedding?
Sorry?
Why can't she have to make the mikvah after the wedding?
Because the mikvah lady went to sleep.
Maybe 12 o'clock in the morning, and it's not even finally. Back 4 minutes.
We'll talk. I don't know how far we'll get to talk about mikveh, but that's really we should get to there. We'll try to find a mikveh Friday before Shkia. Unless you're fortunate to live in Washington Heights, where the Breuers have that mimic, that the mikveh is available before Shkia. Otherwise, it's almost impossible. Why you want to go before Shkia, we'll talk about that. Okay? Here you see changing social mores. They could have slept together, but he did not. Why not? The good grounds for Mekatos. She better get to her home quickly and try to annul the marriage. Oh, no. That's because he's a gentleman, as you'll soon see. Upirsa nida achakach. So since you see that he's a man in good self-control, right? Ein etzichu shima od. Right? Ma'amach me'er tovel abrocha. Bein lechaleid bimzeh bein bocha le'almon psula le'almona. יש אומרים שאסור ליחיד אימו ביום כמו בלילה. ואין צורך להיות שתי שמירות, רק הוא בין אנושים או היא בין אנושים. ומאין הם ישנים בחדר אחד, אין צריך שימו כלל. ויש אומרים בלילה צור שתי שמירות, וביום מותר לסחיד. והמינג, ליקר קוטון אצל החוסן הקטן אצל הקלה, ואין מסייחתם ביום בלא קוטון או קטן. See, Rishonim are more mekel. The mini got established that if she's a nida before they consummated the marriage, then they need a double shmira, bein b'yom, bein b'layla. And the child they take with them, it has to be someone who understands that boys and girls are not supposed to sleep together in the same bed. Kibar Tesha, and so on. So a good chosn kala, if they're fortunate and they have younger siblings, right? They become a very good big brother or big sister, and they take their little brother along for the honeymoon. go together to a park, go rowing, go bowling, whatever they do to wait for the time until she go to mikveh. What about the chasana? There was no yichud. People remember a little bit, those who were married remember a little bit, that there's the whole protocol to get you married. Right? So we have kedushin, then we have chuppah, then we have yichud, which is a real chuppah, but there's no yichud. Yichud was with the photographer. Right? What do you do with a chuppah snida? You don't want people to know. So we make no shinui, no changes at the ceremony. But in the yichud room, the photographer is hiding. And they go into the yichud room and he joins them for what the length of time, taking whatever pictures he can take, but them apart. Was there chuppah or not? That's the question. So I think it'd be most efficient just to turn to the Bishoset, turn to the tour. On the cement. They take on how your pagination, same as mine, 71. The end of Kusan Bay, same as in the Shulchan Aruch, but on the tour. The last sip of Kusan Bay. You don't have it? I'm looking with somebody. No, no, no. Choson shepirsa kaloso nida plevin shebol lea. Osolo li shachet imo. Elohu yoshein bein ha'anoshim. Yishein bein ha'anoshim. Imi shebol pirsa. I'm reading the two. At the end of Kutsari Bey. Once they consummated the marriage, right, then she becomes a nida. It's okay. And the fact remains, as we'll learn in the next sermon, whenever they consummate the marriage, she becomes a nida. A nida made a rabbanon because of dam shulim. Chosav Rambam nida kivon sheinu ruy lebia ein chuposo chupa asher titoher. Big Machlokes, the Rosh and Rambam, right? Whether Chuppas Nida is possible. Chuppah Shonim Solabia is not a Chuppah. Sorry? Yeah? No, here. I'll tell you, we'll pick it up in the Bishayshah. Okay. Kosova Rambam. Okay. We haven't been doing much inside the Gemara. But Yosef substitutes for that quite well. Kosav Rambam neither kivin shen roi ledia in chuposo chupa. The tamo mi yasina mi reish perek apofi. Boy rabbi nichnza la chupa vlo nivola mao. Chibas chupo kona, o chibas bia kona. Someone wants to translate that? What does it mean?
So does a chupa make her an anxious each, or does bia be a rishona?
I'm sorry?
Does the chupa make her an anxious each lagamre, or does the bia make her an anxious each
lagamre? No, kona. What's kona then? Here.
Wouldn't be
kidding
Kedushin.
She's married already.
Right.
She gave a Kedushin. Right. She's married. Right. Well, it's only a little bit of a problem. Yeah. Right. After Everson, also on us have Usos, they can't sleep together. He can on us have a Suus long over. But also, Kedusha, the Mazonos, all the other things. Therefore, what is Kona mean? What effectuates Itzuba? Itzuba doesn't talk about getting married. This Itzuba talks about thousands of cents. It talks about commitment. That's what you're looking for.
need a kinyan chuppah in order to make the kinyonim that involve. Basically, Yehushim, Zonosel, it's a whole business.
The fact that nowadays the chosin signs of sign, made him sign, and the chosin picks up a handkerchief. I don't know what he's doing. Big problem. Divorce, which unfortunately I've also been involved in, thank God, very, very seldom. But and they need to argue, well, what about the super? What's the super worth today? I mean, then Safa doesn't like it for $300. I don't know, American or Canadian, but $300. So. What is it? Share that's how showed that it's 100 pounds of silver. Whatever. It's $8,500. But there's a gimmick in there. And that is that the part of the chasana that the kala pays for is part of the dunya. And the silver gives her back the lump sum, and Hundred Dunya is all the assets she brought into the chassid. She may not have had much money in a bank account to bring in, although nowadays the women get married when they're 28, 29, they've been teaching since 21. They have money to also bring in. But the minig is at least 50-50 the chassid. A chassid that costs $50,000, you add another $25,000 to the Hundred Dunya. So when it comes to that, the lawyer from the chosin always says, hey, the Dante was written in Aramaic. Even the rabbi didn't know what it meant.
That's why I didn't give out in class yet. But in class I gave out my English tzuba. English translation of the tzuba. Not of, I honor you, cherish you. But what are the kinyonim? What are the chiyuvim? Of Isha, or Isha, that's what we talk about, unilateral. What are his human? We put in that if they're in Iraq and Old Mamzei didn't capture her, he has to ransom her, that's part of the super. We know most of our women, in 3 days they will pay you to take him back.
They want to know what is the Maisei Kinyan, the chuppah, or is it because they're going to sleep together? The chivas bio is what makes him make the commitment. Because what is the consideration? We got a lawyer here. What is the consideration that she offers? Right? So her behavior as a wife, that's the consideration that she offers him. That's why he's making his big commitment. Upashtua the chibas chupakone. Ubosa hochi boy rabashi. Nichnos to the chupa of Pilsen Nida Mahum. Or the chupa's kone. But what's the shaila? But you know darn well, it doesn't stop at the chupa. After chupa is osalonos arusos. After that is hitalonos and asuoslonum. So, and what if she became a nida then? In terms of the chibas chupakone, okay, chupi the chazilabia. I don't think it's just the fact that she agreed to go under a shmata with him, that's what made him make such a financial commitment to her. It's because after the shmata, they can then go home and sleep together. Odilma loshna, and remains by a teiku. Right? Since it remains by a teiku, right? Vesova razal dar perusha. The kivan dolls skip down the line. The kivan dolls the also b'teiku lo hava chupa klal lo kano lo yerusha lo letamalo lo shum dolo. You can't have a teiku commitment.
I asked you, was there a commitment or not? Since she's pirsanito, the answer I can't tell you. Teiku, I don't know the answer. Don't know the answer. Of course, no commitment. You can't hold me to a commitment unless you have a basis. Hold me to a commitment. What's the halachic basis? To commit me.
Right? You couldn't make up your mind. You said, take him. Then I don't have a commitment. Right? You know, Rasa Mokka. Right?
I'm
going to make up all right.
I'm saying, but is this over here in our system? It's not the only, not just the, it's more than Dini Mamma.
More. And here's where Rambam comes in. Rambam says there's no chupa in Dini Mamma. There's no chupa. Well, now, the chupa is also known as Arusos. So here's a woman who you said, I ain't no Kadeshis, and you never had chupa. You never went to the next stage. Therefore, it's Asubala.
Look, like goes the Hammam. And I want you to know, Brisk passes like the Rambam, as you know. Since the Brisk Shita has always been that the Gemara is a perish on the Rambam, so the Alach is the Rambam. Okay? Harosh Hevi Gamkein Divrei HaRambam zips it down. Behiksha Allah, Allah, the Lowy Boylon Elinian Tosefis, Abul Shard Borum Kona. Okay. What does that tell us? It's all just round out the longest a little bit.
In the Tsubi, there's sometimes Tosefis. There is. We have a good talking. In the Mosaim Zuz, there's a token of Tosefta Tzuba, kind of a courtesy, a little bit more than Chazal demanded, so called. If you ever attended a Temer Hasa, they don't play around with a blank statement Mosaim Zuz. There's a blank, and they fill in. What is your commitment? Okay. And as you know, what's the commitment? Whenever I write a tshuva, the only payment I'm making now is extended, but I've been involved with the Emunah community. They write, the tshuva is 5,555,550 and 55 cents. Why? Comes what 555, the lucky sign. This poor slob doesn't have $10 in the bank, right? And he's writing a $5 million tshuva. Look at this, he's really paid. Hey, not so terrible. Yeah, confidence in the world, you know, they'll dig in his backyard and find an oil well or something. It's possible. All right. It's not an invalid tshuva because it's irrational. No such thing in the business world, you know, nothing is irrational. Those with 5 million ended up with a 0-0, those with 0-0 ended up with 5 million. This is Hobi Yad Hashem. Yeah.
Look, I said, but Rambam, therefore, finish off here. Yeah. First of all, the Rambam, the Perek HaNisker. You got down a few lines down. Lo tinose nida ache titoher. Ve mevochon lo bichas chasanim ache titoher. But if Abba v'noso obirer, ain't a chosem mevorech. What is he talking about? You need another chuppah. Okay, so let me take that lochon ha'maise. They say this is not an uncommon occurrence. With me personally, it certainly happens 2-3 times a year. So, since I also been infected with the Booster virus 2 million years with the law. So we insist that they come to Muncie. They use the mikveh in Muncie. She's Torellis. She comes to my house. I call in not 10 people, just another witness, usually my dentist, Dr. Gerson, who's next door, right? And we make yichud again. Just for dramatic purposes, I also steal her, take her ring away. I ask her to give me the ring to my tongue. And then I give the ring to the host of my tongue.
and you put on the ring again too, and make a little ritual, you have a formality out of it. He says, are they at Mekadeshus again before two witnesses? It's only the Kufa that's missing. Again, this is a sheer and practical rabbinics. I'm just take a look. Two people send them into a bedroom and close the door. Yeah. Also offer a coffee or something. Yeah. And that's how we pass the whole film. I say, we make kuplas in there. Now, what's missing yet is a little hezbo. What this fellow who had a woman, had a wife who was not a nida, but they didn't consummate the marriage for a few days. It's usually a medical problem, psychiatric problem. A good reason for mekatos, she should turn tail and run away. There's some problem with this guy, right? No. You see, it was once a mini gesor. Picked up in the shach. Yeah.
With regards to the did you redo the bracha?
He doesn't make one. They never had such a problem. The marvelous system they had. You get your invitation after she goes to meet her. You want to come to Hassan, I'm signed in 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, you didn't want to meet. Since all the Hassan are the same, no invitation go out to any individuals, the long tables, like the shoes. You find yourself a seat if you can. Right? And they serve the COVID, the chicken, or etc. When they don't have a problem, they wait until she's not a nigger. After she goes to nigger, right? Then they send out the invitations. I'm sure in their town, everybody lives together, you know, they put a notice on the bulletin board, and it's adequate to get together 1,300, 1,500 people to show up to the food. I told you, I have another formula in my town. Yeah, I told you that. It's a question of upmanship. I told you that. We now make yichud in separate groups. The women put the chassan in a different building. They do the men do it and the women do it. And the collars and the red. Levels of the women, and the plus of the men. And the Sheva Bachos come together somehow.
Did you throw the ring?
Yeah.
Did you throw the ring for,
What?
Did you throw the ring for, yeah. At the chuppah, they just have, like, really big chuppah that, like, throw it in. Throw it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we know that a man and woman can't live together without a ksuba. A man and woman can't live together without a ksuba.
Yeah.
And over here we have the idea of the kinyan is affected by bia. So now...
Kinyan is with the intention of bia.
The intention of bia. But doesn't the Magen Avraham say in Hilchos Shabbos that when you have a basula, you can't be konis because you make the kinyan? Right? That's what he says. You make the kinyan on because the chuppah, that whole machlokas that we have here.
But that we'll have it in a day or two,
because
it's Tzad Malacha. Chuppah in Europe was always on Friday.
Shabbos, right.
And Bia Vashoyna was always Friday night.
Right. But the Kenyan aspect I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Kenyan made before Shabbos. Was that Shabbos so funny?
This Mishnah Brewer brings this down.
You're not playing on Shabbos, yes. Don't make any Kenyan on Shabbos.
Right.
Don't make the Suin on Shabbos, of course.
No, let's just talk about the bia. If you have a basula, you make the first bia on Shabbos.
No. That, no, everybody holds that chuppah shenimsul the bia is the king.
Okay.
Yeah.
All it seems to me is a hesed. we know this woman is eventually going to become Tahora. She's going to go to Mikvah. So what's the difference if you know it's going to be right away because she's Tahora? It's going to be a few days later because she's going to be Tahora then. You know, you're not...
You're so sure, but Moshe Teku. My evaluator said, I can't make up my mind that that's adequate. But also knew that she would become Tahora after a while. And yet it says that this chuppah, because it, at the time of chuppah, there was a kinyan that's made now with something in the future, kind of like a double shabbat. So, okay, but see, the Rambam doesn't want to accept that as a bad life. Well, that is a teku. That's why the Rambam said, a kinyan b'teku is no kinyan. And therefore, insist that that's another kinyan.
So, according to this shita of the Rambam, then why aren't the brachos made at the chuppah brachos l'batalot?
Oh, because that is okay to make a bracha and later.
There was no chuppah.
Right. Okay, you didn't. You learned the shiltas. The shiltas, this Shabbos. Shiltas and Chayisov. Let you know that you, it says, Chayiv Odom the Mitzvah Itza Ulevaruchi, which everybody learns because there's a Bahag that says the same thing. At first you say, Alayat Mekadeshus. And then you make the Bokha Asher Osalom Asalusha. It makes excellent sense. Why? I have an Ahusa. And I say, oh, holy boy. Hold back. You're not finished yet. Right? I said, also, on a salusos, I can't heat the lawn as an asus, don't have the chuppah with kiddush. So I have to go wait for chuppah. He has the bracha, comes after that. See, that's why didn't it list among the things that we don't have bracha over lasiosa? All brachas are Oyga Lasiyosan, right? And Tosfos and Sochan says only one bracha, not Oyga Lasiyosan. Where?
By Neros?
By what?
By Neros?
By Tila. Not in the Ger, the Tila's Ger also. Tila's Ger, he says that he can't say, I shake the Chonam and the Sosa before. Right? But by Nisha, right? Going to mikveh, she'll make the bracha before she goes into the mikveh. She goes into the mikveh, and that makes the bracha. Why? Said Dilma Mirsas, she thinks there's a water snake there, or maybe some lady was left over from the last mikveh over there. And we're afraid that she'll hesitate to remember. The mikvos in their time weren't pink tiled with warm water and so on. My mother-in-law, that Schomer Bocher, would describe going to mikveh in Luban in the wintertime. They're breaking the ice in the lake when they stole the mikveh, and a woman ties a rope around her, and two women hold the rope while she goes into the ice hole. That's it. Say, Yisrael Kedosh Hashem. So we're afraid maybe she'll lose courage. She won't be able to go in. Therefore, we make the mikveh. But that's why they bring our chonim, some sort of someone who say that may be the same reason why the shulchus of Akhoygon and the Bahag held that you make the bracha after, because you make the bracha first. And then he takes the ring, and she takes one good look at him. She says, no, I changed my mind. I saw somebody nicer in the audience, who knows, I mean, whatever reason. That's yeah, so the same reason, therefore better make the Maisi Kedushin first and the Boach after. Anyway, that's as far as I'm going. It's a little bit of old Hilchos Nida, but it's part of Hilchos Nida, how you make a Chuppah Nida. And Halacha L'maaseh, if it's possible to do it, although you should know that whole post-yom did not follow the Shita Rambam, right? And I'm perfectly happy to make a Chuppah Nida. We make Chuppah Nida.
I mean, lechatchila, not pilsen either. The day of chuppah, everybody is already invited and so on. But even if you know, you just didn't calculate, didn't come out.
How do you just transfer the ring?
Huh?
How do you transfer the ring at the chuppah nida? Does he put it on her hand or just?
Yeah. We assume that
the two Eidim, the two parents watching under the chuppah, he will not attack them.
Well, what about the chuppah itself? The chuppah itself, when he gives it to her, he also hands it to her directly.
Such a hachok is, in that circumstance, is not shy of these hachok. Hachok is the whole ration. What? Time and place, this time, that place, don't make any shinuyim because of the danger that some attentive guest will figure out that she's a leader, and that's breaking the seals. Okay?
I was going to say, like him, isn't there, according to the Shita, the girl of the Nida, mean any kind of touching? Right,
then
the second he puts the
ring
in there,
and then... No, really, no such thing really exists. All those tables show that the papers of Harvard, that's something indicating. We'll get to, we'll discuss that, but then also, the whole synod on Hachokos.
We'll discuss that on Lachol HaMaisa.
Isn't it people for initial?
If you're walking in the, took a walk in the snow,
carrying the baby, and she's a Nida, and they will walk together, and then you have to go in to school, and she's going to go back home with the baby. Follow that off, and you put the baby down on the snow, and she picks up from the snow.
Right. Obviously, there must be some modification in the concepts of Ahokas also. The rational mind still functions. But, okay? Let's go back to the Shach, the last Shach. Give you an idea of what kind of evolution we went through in the mores of Am Yisrael, in the halachic mores. The Gemara brings down a shita that if she was not a nida at the time of the chuppah, but she was pierced a nida achakach, and they could have consummated the marriage, but they did not, then it proves that these are people who are in good self-control. They don't need any shimu. If she came a nida, she'll wait until she goes to mikveh. Ain't so shimu out. What's the case there? The chazinan, the talk of Yitzre, kivin shalbo alei hashta. With us, the last shach yud. Again, just during the end of Kurs Arik Beis. V'amachmen tovu lebrocha. Nira dohidna. Shehaminag lo libo rak acha beizu gimon yom amacha nesuim. That was a minag. Why? He only saw her once before the chasana. He saw her at the chasana. They jump into bed together. Good time. Let them socialize for 2 or 3 days. Talk to each other. Take a walk, go to the park. Then it's shayach to move into an intimate relationship. Afa pi shu minik sheshtus. Right? V'yeshbo iso mikama taimim. The one they concerned most about was saw Zel of Atola. Right? This was the kind of the gentleman thing to do. But the male hormones aren't necessarily gentlemen hormones. Therefore, nochon levatlo. You should be bevatel that meaning. Bikol mokom kivun shaminekach. But that's what it is. So in the time of the shachet, that was the minute. In Cain, in Pilsa Nida, Bade Tzor Shibu. So hod de lo bol tchi lahayne mishum haminog. Right? A minig isn't enough to prevent a nisuch. Chei nogin lahasa shibu b'chai gab. Just trying to interpolate. Oh, you see, there are people that have good self-control, and because, see, they follow the 2-3 days, close to 2 or 3 days after the chasen, before you sleep together, they're very good. But if the reason, in other words, the coercive force on them is the coercive force of minhag, they're still choshen. If the coercive force is that of koris, then we trust them. Why? Because forever after, they'll be living together, and only the shimu, who yoshe bein hanoshim, shei bein hanoshim, right? Should be pil sanida every month, right? And he has nemonus, right? Sugo bashoshanim, that offense of lilies is sufficient to keep them apart. Okay. You all have that clear. That's as far as we'll do on Kutsadi days. I think we hit all the highlights, everything. Really, aloha lamaise. Din damsulim. Just 1 second. Maybe I should. When I learned Echzida the first time, my father, that's how, insisted that I should not learn the Shulchan Aruch. I should learn and the tool. They're more and more comfortable in the tool they chose. Shach and Taz came in later. Thank the Smicha, the Shach and Taz. But they make nothing like the Mishra. Even if you haven't chazed the Gemara, you have to learn the Gemara the first time yet. Even if the Gemara isn't very clear, the Mishra makes it clear. Also, like Chazorah on the Gemara is a marvelous thing. I don't know how I can identify the spotlight. I'm not going to get lost in a long, long B'Shoshet. Here's the Kupsad Gimel, the first, you have the B'Shoshet and the Bach side by side, yeah? Okay, so on the B'Shoshet side, I'd say about a quarter down from the Yomit.
What's the first
part? Why Dam Sulim? Nearly the Chumah, yeah, the Beis Yosef in Kupsar Gimel. My pagination is Ayin Beis.
How far is it?
A quarter down from the start of the Beis Yosef. From Akonis, Esabshula, then he has the. Nearly the Tamchum Mazu. You can find it. Like it was even before that, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, Pitinopis, Lamaskiba, Lishin Hashem,
remember? The ones with the red ones on Kuflam at Beth, the Chain Chasak Harash, it's about six lines down.
Four lines before it gets.
Nearly the Tamchum Mazu. What am I posing to you? A shayla.
6 lines down from where it says Ukhain Pasach Arash.
Second word in.
I'm making an assumption that you know that Dam Sulin makes her into a Nida de Rabbona. Well, makes her Osama de Rabbona. Right. But we learned before that if she has a Riyas Dam, she makes a Bidike, and she has, it's not Shalom Bishas Vesta, and she has a Makkah. And you can be told her with a Makkah, she Motsi Dam. Therefore, she's not a Nida. Even though you didn't make the Makkah, right? She knows she has a Makkah, Bosa Makkah, that's Motsi Dam. It's Shalom Bishas Vesta, and she finds a stain, finds a Bidike. I mean, she's Bodek, and finds that she's Dam there. We're told I'm the Makkah. Here, kind of told on the market. Here, you made a marker. What do you think Dam Besulim is? You made a marker, Dam Besulim. What the Rabbanon suddenly switched? They're willing to be Matir or Sophic Kores. After all, women do see Shalom B'Shaz Vesta. But they say, oh, you told on the marker. Here, when you made a marker, why'd you start up with Isuri Nida here? Nearly, the Tam Chum Ruzu, Lobus Fil Shanocho Shema Yotzem and Amokurim Dam Sulim. The Lama Nechosh, Hakaimalan Beroe Dam Machmas Tashmish, Shem Yesh Lamaka Toleba, Vein Lamaka Gedolim Izu. Not going to make sense in the halachas of Dam Sulim unless you understand this. Ella, what's the time they asked? They made an isu. Ella, hatam mishum debilas mitzvah lacholi mesuvah. Vein hakol b'kiyim b'chilo shesh bo shelo giyaz man aliros. And giyaz man aliros, thank bogus. Bogus obeying Rosa, what I know it's supposed to be, and it's rubbed up by me. Obenshal, yeah, Rosa, Obenshal, O Rosa. Vo Mishum the Choson Yitzro, Toko, Hilka Hiskima Rabosenu, the Hashros Kulo, Lesselu, Din Chumus, the Chumus, the Haino Bogus, the Rosa, Nelson Law. The Onas Vesta Bovad, the Hekirsh Rashi, etc.
Huh?
Yes, Bila what's he telling you? Don't come to me with medical evidence that it's not a needle. I know it's not a needle. As we'll see, the Chachamim, not like the Makaba, who's Mako generally. But after the Machaber, we developed a protocol for going to the mikveh, which involved a 5-day, what's that, blanked out period. Well, the Rosh Hashanah, 5 days are blanked out. And she starts counting the Shidri Kiyim from day number 6. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. She goes to mikveh always on the 13th day, the night of the 13th. Nevertheless, fertility management, we sometimes play around with it, those 5 days business. Remember I said that was before Shiva the Kiyin or inviolate, but the 5 days are open to discussion. In case of a short cycle, the bleeding cycle is only 2 or 3 days. And therefore, she can get to mikveh before she ovulates, and therefore will not become pregnant. We are allowed to let her go to mikveh as soon as let her start with the kiyum as soon as she can get a hefsek tara. Because the 5 days are for poleta shichva zera, and we'll get to it. I'll explain to you why that chash is open to halachic modifications to shasat chak. I gave you the tshuva earlier, but Shiva Nikiyim is inviolate. That we never mess with.
If a woman ovulates very quickly, if the cycle is very quick,
So then do you ever tell someone to skip a mikvah so that she doesn't have to wait the additional 5 days on the second cycle?
Well, I would do such a thing, but I would have never passed that. That's a seniorship shock. Yom Pascha. Don't give up shock. Tell a couple not to have relations for 2 months there, so that. And there's no seichel behind it either. Woman is ovulating on day 10. She's not uncommon. She's not going to become pregnant. If she ovulates on day 12, she's not going to become pregnant. A woman will become pregnant only if she ovulates after they've had relations. If she ovulates first and then they have relations, she will not become pregnant. So all the best evidence. Most likely, 4 hours after she ovulates, the egg is unreceptive to the sperm. The reason why Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael has a good birth rate, because the timing is very good. Since we have relations the night of the 13th, and most women ovulate on 14, 15, 16, or 17, depending whether cycle 28, 29, 30, 31, which is the standard cycle, and the sperm stays alive in the vagina, in the woman for anywhere up to 4 days. 2 days, everybody agrees, maybe 4 days, but 3 days certainly. That's why when the egg comes out, the sperm is ready to greet him. Right? It's part of the gentlemanly behavior of Am Yisrael, that the caller is coming, you go to greet her first and make her way to you. You solve that problem. Jumping ahead of it, but since you ask, that problem is solved by artificial insemination. He stores semen, several ejaculates on the month before, and she's inseminated when she's a nida. The halacha is you cannot sleep with a nida. A nida can't sleep with a man. She can sleep with a syringe. No issur of that. That's how you solve the problem. Otherwise, you get messed up. Every doctor will say, oh, no problem, I'll give a Clomid. Give a few cycles of Clomid. 5 cycles, 6 months go by, nothing happens. Doesn't,
huh? What is Clomid?
Something causes the delay ovulation. It doesn't. What it does is help the doctor pay for his Jaguar that the person didn't get. Yeah.
So it's the same thought that your Shver had, that artificial insemination is not Mamzeres, because it's the act is the Rishus. So here it's not considered to be a Ben Nida either, because there's no Rishus.
No, there's nothing. It has nothing to do with the issues. That's why he held that even donor sperm that's injected into the woman. Shaivs do it, not do it, but no issues. Don't bring in any shaivs of adultery, or mamzerus. It's nonsense. Without an isa kores, there ain't no such thing. And since the syringe, you do worse than kores, you burn it, right? you give them safer. Right? So therefore, there's no shaivs. Okay.
Say she has the whole night,
and we're going even further than the challenge. No, you didn't get today yet. Okay, yes, we're going to learn it right now. What is he telling you? That's how to finish. Wow, so rude, interrupted. Because it's dam sulin, we only wait 4 days before she starts counting her shivani ki. In other words,
we wait 5 days only because of Chash Dilma, maybe they had relations Bein Hashmoshos. And she thought it was the day before, and really already was nightfall, and therefore the Yisur should be for 4 full days. So we added a day, the 5th day. But Chazal were worried about Poletah Shefazera. I'm about to explain that to you now, I guess. Poletah Shefazera for only 4 days. And the 5th day was added because of the Sopik Bein Hashmoshes. By Besulin, Dam Sulin, where we say, oh, we can act as if she became an eater. Because on the Ramaratzim, who may make a mistake between whether it's Shazvesta or not Shazvesta and so on. But as if the Chum wanted to let you know, but we know also, you shouldn't accuse us that we got mixed up and we thought that Dam Sulin is. We covered that already. That's not the topic today. And therefore, Dam Sulin doesn't do with Rod Namach Tashmish. It's not Dilma Ros or B'Shas Tashmish, right? The reason is, and because of Dam Chimud, no. The reason is because we're afraid of Amaratzis. We're afraid that there are people that will be told of Dam Sulin at a time when you shouldn't be told of Dam Sulin. Therefore, we asked it for everybody. But we didn't require the chumrah of Bein Hashmoshes. So that after Chasana, as we'll see, all she has to count is 4 days, the way the Beis Yosef Paschas anyway, pay all, and didn't add the 5th day. Right? So that there's only a 11-day wait until she can go to Mikveh, and not a 12-day wait. They put that in, I believe, just to let you know that they know what you know also. You should be cautious that they really have introduced a Sofet Nida here. They didn't introduce a Sofet Nida here. They made a Takona, a Gzeira. A Gzeira, Mishum Amaratzis, that people should not confuse people who don't know any better. Because since it's Mosul, the Cholodom, everybody has other things people ask Shailas about, so everybody's going to pass it for themselves. Therefore, they put the Chumrah.
What were they worried exactly? That someone doesn't know the halachas is going to think that there was Damido. There were many aspects here that he didn't get. One, the Gemara says that by a pshut, by if they married early before puberty, two, so they're not afraid of Damido, so therefore we're afraid that
he will assume that she's in Manalios when really already he is Manalios. There's a whole bunch of shoshes that they have. Therefore, they put a blanket so on everybody, you can't do it.
Yeah, but even if it's Sigias Manalios, even if it's Sigias Manalios, but we're told in Dam Makos, so we're
so talking. That's why I put the word Chazessa. That's right. Among the things you can be sorry that. And he is Shazvesta, and since it's close to it, where you shouldn't be told on Dam Pesulim, you should have a Sofik. Even though we have Chassidus clearly not for Shazvesta, and there you shouldn't have to be worried about it, it'll raise its rate a low proof Zeta also.
But if it's a Gia Shazvesta, then we're not told on Dam Makra.
If it's a Gia Shazvesta, no, you'll be Hoshish. Okay. Let's start. It's a short simon. Let's just do the machaber, and then I want to give you two little tshuvas that help pshat, help havana. Hakodesh Sapsula Boel Bilamitza Pagoma Biyoso Oporish Miyad Afili Hiktana Shagiyaz Manaliros Lohoso Afilo Botko, Lomotadam, Tmeo, Shemo, Roosa, Tipazam, Kehardel, Bechipu, Shechwazera. Two separate takonas. One takone was, right, that you are choshesh. So, choshesh, choshesh, make a bedikah. The bedikah removes a chash. Second takone was, afilo botko, Lomotadam, right, Shem Aros Adam Kibus Kechav L'Yichul Shech Vazor. That's why we have to draw your attention to what the Bishoysev said. And I know, it's, you have a lot of kashis. Why is it not totally B'damako? He said, that's a takana, period. Right? They had certain kashis from Aratzim, therefore they made a takana. So once you Rabbanu make a takana, it doesn't have to be rational. This reason has to be rational. But the details of the takana always fall under the category called low plume. When you make a takana, it should be impossible. You make it for everybody under all conditions, etc. etc. Right? So you have a ktana shogiz manalilos. That adds a good heter. Right? She's becheskes tahara. Okay. The yesh mekilin em lo ros adam. Okay. That was born, in other words, my focus, whether the takana went that far. If Ros Adam, that you go ahead and don't attribute the dam to damako, which it is, and make believe that Nigo was one takana. But Rosa, what more do you want? Rosa, and if Rosa, it'll end up to be damako. How far did it make the takana, right? Therefore, Yesh Makil and Rosa, not so far. That broader takana was. There's a problem that's what Shiva and I were complaining about the leadership in the past, that no one wanted to talk about what everybody knows. Here you chilik in halacha. You all know the chilik in Hero and the Marbia. Who can define from the Marbia?
He goes in all the way, as opposed to just going a little bit in.
What about ejaculation?
No, I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right? Unrelated. Ejaculation is separate. That's not my sabia. A woman, a man is a chayav misa, and a shesir shesinso, and he didn't ejaculate, say misa. Okay? Bia consists of the intromission. Only what? There's ha'ora, which can be defined a number of ways, but the ikka way is. Is before the area of Damsulim. And Gemara Bia is where he penetrated completely, the whole male organ inserted, so that he passed the Damsulim area. He passed the hymenal area. That's all. No? Therefore, good time. Ha'ora is enough to be Chai Misa. Nishis ish is into only herba, is a very high misa. The gabe chiv misa of Nishis ish, ha'ora is bio. But the gabe this halacha, I'm worried about what? Dam sulin, below rosa. I'm no rosa because she couldn't see, because he didn't go far enough to affect the dam sulin. Therefore, he says, halacha l'maisa, how we pass it. Well, again, halacha l'maise. Hashem, we boast that our 22, 23-year-old children, when they get into bed together, don't know what they're doing. No other religion can make that boast. What is it? 75% of high school students
age 17 have had sexual experience. And the other 25% lied. Our children, Baruch Hashem, don't know what to do. Yes. That's why a chassid is taught to nikesh, my way of the shalom. Not because Ishi the mitzvah part of an mitzvah. Because he is told. Told that he'll be able to perform. That's all pashut. Therefore, the girl, the pilot, does know also what's coming up. And if you think she knows her anatomy better than the chassid knows, you're mistaken. Because women don't poke around either. Just the bathroom of the church kilos. Therefore, it's most common that the marriage is not consummated the first night. Not because of the minos, the way you do it, but because he starts the maisibia and she's very uncomfortable. A painful experience initially. So, since he's not a bugan, he's not a goy, right? So he stops. She complains, he's hurting me, he stops. You can read some of the literature that the psychologist write on the rape of the honeymoon. What a traumatic, terrible experience is for a young lady who might have not been a virgin when she arrived. But the idea that for 1 week they go on a honeymoon and her husband is to obey her 3 times a day, 5 times a day, and this is lions copulate 40, 50 times a day during the mating season. Chayis behemoths. Therefore, he'olavo is a common occurrence, right? And then comes, so, he'olavo, he stops. Okay, now we're going to count 4 days instead of 11 days, right? And then she goes into the nida period. Calculate the wedding, should be a chuppas nida, right, by the calendar. So as soon as he's ready to go to mikveh from the dam shulim, right, she has a regular nida period. So now you have 5 and 7 days, it's 12 days, right? And then when they have relations again, they see dam because he went a little further. It's dam shulim again, so they wait 5, then 4, and 7 days again, another 11 days. Not nice. That ain't the way.
Then she's
a
nida again.
Yeah?
Then she's a nida again.
Then she's a nida. Okay. So I picked out two little tubers.
Cut them out on the same page to do what you carry.
Don't have much time. Just look at the two titles. See? Some more. In my days, Simit Pazayin with a common shape. It still occurs every now and then. I don't know, 2 years. We've got 2 kids, 4 kids. He's in medical school, and she's also medical school, or she's in law school, he's in medical school. We managed to step together, right? 6 days, 10 days, 12 days, when they can get married. Okay. So, they'll sleep together one night, and that's it. So the first shayla, Hotsia B'sulim on the instrument, and see Chalesha Zayinichi. The girl is willing to go into the gynecologist. He should remove the hymen. It's an office procedure. Usually they never do that. It happens, not uncommon either, that the hymen happens to be a little thicker and it's difficult for the chosen to penetrate the hymen, and sometimes impossible to do so. So, the known condition, going to the gynecologist, all he does is takes a scalpel and he slits the hymen. Once it's slit, then you wait a day or two, it starts to wither, right? Then you can complete the mycidia, then the marriage might be completed. But, yeah, they want to go away on a honeymoon. They want to go away. Parents have a apartment in Florida. They want to go away together, but they can't touch each other. That's not their idea of a honeymoon. So they're going to solve the problem. It's Moses. You're talking about who's the yeshiva like, right? Go to the doctor, remove the hymen. Huh? No dump suit. By money, there's no dump suit. Right? So you have a virgin without a hymen.
A grusha.
Huh?
A grusha.
A grusha, yeah. There's no dump suit. A second marriage is no dump suit.
She's still going to bleed even with the office procedure.
Huh?
She's still going to bleed even with the office procedure.
Yeah, so?
So that's not damsul?
Oh, that's the question. Well, she absorbs the insulin. Right? Remember, we know it's damako. I know where the blood's coming from. Here, doctor, you take a scalpel and then cut around and take out a piece of skin. Right? Then touch up, you know, a little silver nitrate. Right? In a day or two, she'll be fine. Right. He does that a week before the Hassan. What's the problem? Shaydavini, is there a gzeze that being Rishona, since this is Apikitulon or Saddam, as you don't know how, whether the halak gzeze was a low prune of being Rishona. The Shalki in the Echel Tashi, Lohi Echel on Libo being Rishona, the Sasha Pesach, or Yusosu being Rishona. That's not uncommon. The roots of all the whole fish, Yitzhak is a test of instrument, the Losi Adam Sulu. The second half is, I could not confirm, the Aloch. This was in the day Aleph, before I became a host. The second half, I don't believe it's medically. Recommend. In Lo Yivov, also Yom, Amar Ope, Sheish Rocha, She Yisgabek, Od Apam, Yech Vezed Din Prisha, Arach Asir Zayin Ki Yil Tvila. If what I think it is, then it's good for our purposes, but it's not a good tshuva. I think it's the only recommendation that they should have relations quickly would be if he didn't want to remove the hymen. So that's a little more tedious procedure. All he wanted to do was silk the hymen. The silk the hymen in a family. It's a nice sharp scalpel, so they can grow together. It's living tissue. You can grow together. So he says, now go ahead and have relations. Now you'll be able to have relations. Right. Also, there's a psychological component here. A sensitive obstetrician, gynecologist, knows that somehow there's something romantic in the fact that she lost her virginity to her husband, not before, not to someone else, etc. So he wants to break it so that there should be dam sulim. So just by sitting it, then when he will perform the marital act, there'll be some bleeding and he will effectively have been the one who removed the virginity. the shayla isn't so clear. The maskone is clear, right? What does it say? Shati shemutel sabala yisuchu zayin kiyin shiyin. Yarei dam surim ubetzem namako. Fak ma'ashe yotzor al ebi yom ha'chomim, lo de makat eitz u mashinkis. I'm a sheep. Shell's use of as the Yiddish group, vernacular. Whereas the doctor has, it's a machine.
It's a
machine. A machine is an auto. A machine that you drive in the street. That's a machine. In his shoes. That's a machine. That's a machine kit. Alright? Wein der Rosh wird der Leser wie der Leser der Bishem Rashbo was ich hier so alles mal sehe. Kann man lesen wir jetzt alle ja Akko ist zu gedom. Right, Muka says she fell off a bicycle and a piece of wood hurt her in that area and broke the that's called a Muka says. So a woman can tie a Muka says for easy, right? In other words, it was removed by an instrument, right? Papa, I've come back to Rashbo, she marked a even if there wasn't a medical reason why they should have relations, it's much of period. The town says shall I draw in a loch I'm so the tower should you must own up maka see if he show. Right? Anyway, both the bow of the Gamarash Bo Yoda Shalin and Locus of the Tower of the Dasar Ashbo, Rakitam Nosa Pamash, Hoshu Bavil and Dam Chimud. So he introduces the potential for possible chimur. He said it doesn't mention chimur. Rashbo brings in, maybe that's the reason that they asked the dam sulim. But that's mamish chimur of proposing they worried about. But the chimur of mamish of maizabi, and maybe that, the trouble is that's a terrible reason because that's very hard now. Machmish tashmish. You get into now he's suing the
Reise. We're not
pushing with the oil that we're talking. But
it's also not as likely for Dam Chimud in Dam Basum, the Saman of Dam Basum. Dam Chimud probably not because of the trauma itself. That it's not going to be in the romantic way that we're talking about Dam Chimud in an engagement
right.
Versus.
Right.
Well, maybe we should
be right. I can't hold you much longer, hold it. Bakla Ramban, the host of Sof Sefer Bali Nefesh, Soda, Shem Tolim Bamakin, Kerazin, and Chelsea Bepsulim, at Raman's Homeshite, and I told him Bamaka because the Hachaman Asad Bepsulim shows that we never told him Bamaka. Right? Not only Saba, but are they eight, the Chidom, and Mutelas, are they eight, Mokam Mokash Klaal, are they double Bohush with Dam Absulim? Baka de Beer, Shem Sasafig, H. Dilmahoy Gam Gam Dreamer, Rakitsun, Rakshay Sutro, Soma Ramban, the Yellow. There, gam she'ain tolim b'makah kimi she'esh to k'sas sofik shemu gam damida. Abo b'yadua she'rak me'amakah yotza dam. And there's no big chimud when an obstetrician takes a poor little girl and uses a scalpel to make a wound in her. There's no chimud involved in that thing. Don't have any romantic emotional involvement with that scalpel. She'bzeh lo yifu garamban. L'chei ein on al ma'a she'metzinu she'osu hachomim שורק כשיוצרו אבסור לביין. ומה לידי ביוסו, כך גימצו דם עדיין ניטלו באבסור, ויסחו לפרו שעשיתו זה הניקי עם עשיתו. ומה ייצו דם, ויסר לפרו שעשיתו שקורת דם יוצא לי מייסה רופי, אף אם יום ראשו עושה רק פרצו דחוקו. The last thing is a tremendous head. That's why, if you read it to the children, the fellow, the doctor did not circumference the circumference of the hymen. Clearly, cut away the whole hymen up. He made only a little slit, so he left her a pirzo dechuko, meaning something to be wide open there. So therefore, it's quite possible that they'll see down. But if in mitzius they didn't see down, you don't assume that the same halacha applies like the first night. They had relations below Rosh Adam to the Nida anyway. So here too, you say, well, but no, because the doctor did something, it's more likely that what he did was sufficient to remove all dam, shriveled, the circulation stopped over there, and therefore, even though they have relations the next time, and he finds a birtsa d'chukta, I mean, he knows that it was not pesa pesuah for tzosi, he knows that there was still some resistance, alpha became, you didn't find any blood, it's mutar. Because I got that first action of the doctor to cover this. Got it?
So what about the chatchila? She wants to do away with this, you know, she's getting engaged.
I gave you
2 months before she wants
to... I gave you the case. I produced a super by my case of people who want to go on a honeymoon, they have a few days, and they don't want to have to be going all the huggles. Right? So, same amount of work. Is it a good idea to do it? I don't know. But it's certainly it's hard to ask her to do it. And if they do it, in a family, there's no damn sure when they put on the street.
Is it better to do it after the chatzila?
No, why? After the
chatzila.
Not
that there should be a, whether there should be a chashash, whether she was a psu to begin with. And
no, I do it before the chatzila.
No, she
was right. Like a bu'ulo. No problem. And then if the calendar is okay, it's not shasesta.
And what about girls who, from some maybe an accident or forced backriding or whatever it is, that the hymen is essentially gone by the time they're...
Those are the girls who make a new religion.
No, but they would have to get checked by a gynecologist that they should confirm.
Well, of course. Unless it's a microperception.
But if she sees that, then she sees that machmas tashmish, right?
Yeah.
But if she's done, we consider that machmas tashmish.
If she sees that,
yeah.
Naturally, in greater trouble.
But that's humor, yeah.
Sooner than she's done when they have relations, then you have the first time she's going down machmas tashmish, you don't worry about it.
What
to do about it?
Okay.
We'll stop here. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin on the same siman and next week.
You know, so you were rudely interrupted with that by me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but I really get out.
Yes,
so we discussed it.
You know, he told me that Robbie,